Welcome, gorgeous souls. Welcome to the very first episode in 2025. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday season and a good start into this new year. And Janet created magic. She just published a poetry book, so I will share the link below and get it.
Thank you.
It's always so beautiful, heartwarming poetry, something for your heart and soul. And also, today's or this month's topic is all about love and relationships. And of course, today we share about why, what's love? Why is it important? And why is it important to start with self-love, right?
Right. What a great topic to start the new year on. Happy New Year, everyone who's watching and joining us. It is really exciting to be back here for more heart and soul with my dear friend Caroline. And we did sort of look at sort of a lot of the topics we've touched on, but we felt that maybe we'll go into a little bit more detail over the course of this year and have episodes that sort of more connect and have a theme for a month. So this year or this month, we start with love. So why is love important and why self-love is the place where we need to start? Caroline, I know that you are the queen of self-love. You are the person who knows everything about love and loving yourself and falling back in love with yourself. So I'm going to ask you the question is, why is love important?
Yeah, love is important because that's our true essence. We came from love. We are going back to love, our soul. And here on earth, in one way or another, we are all looking for that love, that longing for love, or that longing for home, or that gentleness, or whatever. And so many people, myself included, of course, we were always looking the wrong places. Is it things? Is it a job? Is it food, drinks, you know? And then things come up, and we had the feeling of needing to push it down instead of looking at it. And it's that love. I mean, it's just that being when everything is just aligned, when you're home, when your heart is wide open. For me, it's sort of like a tingling around the heart space. And when everything is as it should be, when you're, just here in that essence, when you feel like love is flowing down from the universe and love is coming up from Mother Earth, and you are just complete. You are fulfilled. You are in your heart.
Oh, I love that. That was a lovely explanation. I mean, I'd agree with you is that like you and like most of us, and I think it's part of our human experience is this need. We know we identify whether we label it or not. We need love. And like so many people, you look for it externally in different relationships, in different ways, looking for that validation, looking for somebody to say, I love you. And we hear it, and it's a word that is used so much. And we hear it on, you know, oh, I love this, or I love this new bag, or I love, and that's not what love is it? It's this real deep emotional connection. And as you sort of say, we need to not look outside for this. We need to actually realize we find it within because we are love. We are born of love. We are love. And it's reconnecting with that authentic, true part of ourselves. I mean, I think of it as like sort of we talk about, you know, the Christ light within us. It's that soul connection, to me, it's like the heart and soul coming together, where you realize actually I have it all within me. And this is where I find it, through the power of self-love. Self-love is like the key unlocking this part of us. And I think that's a really powerful understanding, that when you start your spiritual awakening journey, when you start your healing journey, which is all really often connected, that once you realize self-love is the important key in that lock, it just opens that door to a new experience and really transforms how you view things, how you perceive things. You shift completely. I know people say about putting on rose-tinted glasses, but it's not that. It really is coming from within, this shift. I mean, tell us a little bit about your experience of making your shift to finding self-love.
I mean, it was more than 10 years ago when a relationship ended and I felt so unlovable. I cried for 5 days, I hid under the duvet, and I just sort of let it all out. And I thought, so everybody's leaving me, no one likes me, I'm so unlovable, and then, of course, during that time of that really letting go, completely, I realized that I never felt loved. I only felt loved when I was in a relationship. So that validation from a man that I was indeed lovable. But of course, that can't last, because then I was dependent. I thought, oh, I am so needy of love. I needy of being with that man to get that validation that I am lovable. And I thought, sort of, oh, that's not a nice place to be. And then, of course, I said, oh, there must be another way. It can't be only in the moments when I was in a relationship and then staying in unhealthy relationships far too long just to maybe feel loved for a second minute. And I thought, oh, it's all, it must be within. I must first learn to love myself. And that is the key. And then that journey to oneself, to one's heart, to one's love, by accepting yourself just the way you are, by embracing yourself the way you are, and then loving it, sort of a gradual step. It's not like one day you totally love yourself and everything, and then the next day you love yourself. It's always a journey. And I'm still on the journey. Everybody is on that journey, and I think it's so important to turn inwards and say, okay, and then embrace the parts of yourself you don't like, and of course, heal past hurts and pain. And that's the beauty. And the more I learned to love myself, the more I was open to connect to that love within also. It's always a two-way. And the stronger I became, and I had very little self-worth. And I think self-worth and self-love are interconnected. And then I felt more worthy of myself, and I was more happy being me. Whereas beforehand, I always tried to hide parts or be the person that others wanted. People pleaser, recovering doormat here. And so that's important to then unlearn the things and be just happy being yourself and fully yourself, authentic yourself. And the more you go on that journey, the more self-worth you get, the more empowered you feel of walking your path. You don't always need to feel of, oh, what will they think if I do this, or asking people for can I do this? But you just go from the heart, you know, because the word power, I always felt like, oh, it was always a bit scary. But if you're in your authentic power of love kind of way, with kindness and compassion, you can walk this earth and shine your light. And that's what self-love is. And that's where you start within. And yeah, I think it was also the start of opening this spiritual journey, you know, of knowing you're not alone. You have your angel guides, you have the whole universe supporting and cheering you on, and then eventually connecting, or simultaneously, you know, connecting to Earth and embracing the earthly human being and the body you have, you know, with the duality and everything here. Because beforehand I was sort of missing that love, you know, that floating, that, and I thought, okay, I am here. It's time to embrace this earthly experience. I chose that. And I chose it. It's sort of my soul's purpose to be here and embracing that. And yeah, I think that's important to see it in a wider picture. And for me, many years ago, self-love was always connected to selfishness, because of course I was together with, yeah, selfish men, you know, and then you had sort of the negative side of power, the negative side of self-love. And truly getting that self-love is essential, and you do it for yourself, and it's not against others, but it's for you, and that's important. And
Oh, I
how
love.
about you, Janet? You had a self-love journey too, right?
Yes, I must admit, I think sort of when I was diagnosed with having gone through early menopause and that I would never have the family I wanted, and I had a bad really, it was just like a perfect storm of things at that point. And I had my first breakdown, and I remember sort of going home to heal, but basically told, oh, you just have to get on with things. So realizing for me to survive this, I had to shut down. So I came back to working in London, and I was like kind of very shut down, and I was going through the motions of everything. And I just didn't let anyone close to me. I wasn't, it was like a zombie state where you're going through life, but you're not living life. You're not fighting. I mean, there were moments of enjoyment and stuff, but generally it was just going through the motions. And I remember sort of like feeling, I don't want to meet anyone. I was too hurt. I'm too broken. I'm too, as you said, that word, unlovable. Who would love me? I don't love my, I really didn't love myself at all. Because my body had let me down. And I was just really shut down. And I remember the night I met my now husband, and it was like the universe said, pick him, pick him. And you know, it he being with him, it's really broken that wall down and allowed my heart to reopen again. And you know, he's always been very encouraging for me to try new things and go out there and do this. And I you know, it really has made such a difference. But like you, I mean, yes, to have his love was important. And that started to maybe drip feed my need for finding my self-love. And I think sort of when I really came to Switzerland, I have to admit, and I met you, Caroline, met other amazing souls. I think that was the journey where I really started to connect with this, the need for self-love and about unlocking the heart and soul connection with that bigger divine consciousness, and that finding of unconditional love. And I think there was that moment where I remember sort of like feeling just that I could let go of everything and that I was being held. I'm getting goosebumps even sort of like talking about it. It was that moment of just saying, I can let it all go now, and I am okay and loved as I am. And that was a massive turning point. I mean, I still go through periods. I think this is humanity, isn't it? The part of us where we go through the doubt and we go through. I mean, it's never an easy journey. But I have to say, now knowing I know myself better, I know things that make me happy. I know things that I don't like. And I now, like you, get where I have sort of those boundaries where I say no to certain things. Still a little bit of work to go on that one, I will admit, but much better than I was because I'd have said yes to everything to please everyone, to keep everyone else happy. And now I realize that there's times I really do have to put myself first. And again, my perception would be, oh, that's really selfish. You're not being, but it's not, because when you realize that you really need something, you need that space, or you need something for yourself, you have to protect that. And that's self-love. And that was a really powerful learning. Because that I really struggled with. I think that you were the same, because we're people pleasers as our natural empathic ways of dealing with things. We want everybody to be happy, and we'll put everyone else's happiness before our own because we didn't think that we were worthy of it. It was, oh, it's very complicated, isn't it? It's very complex. And I think the few people maybe listening or watching to this will actually relate to this. But definitely when you get that point of understanding self-love and caring about yourself and connecting with that authentic, deep love connection, that definitely is a turning point. And you're no longer necessarily seeking that outside because you know you have it within you. And if the right person comes along that you connect with, the right love, and it fuels your, it's a nice like twin flame, then that's great. But if it's somebody who comes into your life who is not helping you to grow that love, that's not the right connection. But we're going to talk about more of that next time. jumping ahead of myself. But yeah, self-love was a massive, massive learning and a massive first step to really engaging on my healing and transformational journey. Before it had all been very much in the mind, I had done a lot about mindset, about, NLP, about the words we speak to, and that's all important. But the very cornerstone of it for me has definitely been where self-love is like unlocking that door that you can then walk through. And that's what it's felt like.
Yeah, and it's yeah, it all starts within, and yeah, once we love ourselves and once we feel good enough, because for me it was I never felt good enough. I'm just not worthy, I'm not good enough, And once you sort of learn that you are worthy just being you, not by, pleasing others. You open that door and you nurture yourself, and all the compassion and empathy and you have for others, you can have for yourself. And that's the thing. Beforehand, I was empathic, I helped others, but only others. I never did it for me as well. And then if love is only for others and doesn't include yourself, it's not complete, isn't it? And I think that's important to say, yeah, look after yourself like you would after your children or your best friend, and be compassionate with yourself. And I think that's the tricky part, isn't it? We are always so harsh on ourselves. And so nice and compassionate with others. Sort of
Switch that.
detangle that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, the true power of love, it's one of the most powerful energy on an emotional state, like positive energy, vibrational energies that we can have. And when we have that flowing through us, when we truly deeply connect with the authentic, our authentic self and love ourselves, that love then ripples out to the world around us, and then we have true love to really pass on to share with others. And that I have a feeling, because I was just saying to Caroline before we started, I was doing my yearly for 2025 Oracle view, which will be coming out in the next couple of days. But the underlying message that was coming through is that it's a year of transformation, and love is at the very core of this. For the world right now, whatever you're doing, love is the focus. So that's a very, very powerful message for us all. And it starts with self-love.
Absolutely, absolutely. Self-love is the key to a more beautiful, powerful, abundant, gorgeous life. And love is our essence in every cell of our body. And yeah, you can only share what you have. Like you said, when I started to love myself, I mean, I always loved my kids, but
Yes.
when I truly learned to love myself just the way I am, then that love was exponential. I could feel
Yes.
for my children. It comes from a deeper well, you know, it's sort of, yeah, a really nourished, beautiful, gorgeous love.
Yeah, definitely. Love is the answer. Whatever the question, love is the answer. But yeah, it's such a it's such a magical thing, and it's something, it just, as I say, it's a word that people use all the time. But energetically, when you're truly deeply connected with love, the true essence of love, it's a much more powerful it just, in your body, for example, you've said about how you feel more empowered, how you feel more worthy, how you your self-esteem grows, you step into, you're able to unlock yourself and who you are, and then that leads on to things like soul purpose and stuff. So there's a whole lot we're covering this year, and it all ties together. But we sort of, thinking about it, that self-love key is the one to start that journey, to open that path to. Is a good place to start. So that's why we're coming here with self-love today as the starting point for this new year. So I hope that it really will be something that you resonates with you. We can't really stress how important for both of us how it is. And I mean, as I say, if you want to know about self-love, or you want to know more about learning about self-love, I would point you Caroline's direction, because she definitely is a self-love queen. And because she's really gone through that journey, she has a program that can take you through it, and it's really valuable. Because sometimes, yes, you can do it on your own, but sometimes it's good to have somebody to handhold you through that process, because then you've got, when you've got questions, you've got somebody you can ask, you've got, somebody who can take you through gently through that process, because it can be quite an emotional roller coaster. Because Caroline did this with me a couple of years ago now, and it really definitely made a huge difference of allowing me to reconnect with myself, and my then opening, reopening the door to this sort of my soul purpose and what I'm here for. So definitely reach out to Caroline. I mean, I have a little course as well, but Caroline is definitely the one to get you if you want to get started with that. So self-love is number one episode to start this year with.
And just as a reminder, because Janet always speaks about the key to self-love, everybody has their own key already. You don't have to wait for someone to come with the key. You do this. That's just sort of like you open that door. And for me, it feels like before I started on my self-love journey, it was sort of tight. I had a lot, sort of like a tight cage around me. And then with self-love, it's sort of soft, it's sort of wide, it's sort of gentle. And that's what it feels. It's a more flow. And yeah, we all deserve flow, and we all deserve to feel love just for being who we are.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for this first episode, and I can't wait to dive deeper into love with our next topic next week. And if you have any questions, reach out to Janet Groom at janetgroom.com or to me, Caroline Palmy at carolinepalmy.com. We are always here to help you and love to hear your feedback or how your self-journey started and what you discovered. Thank you so much for being here, and I'm excited for 2025, a year led by love, right?
Love that. Love and light blessings to you all.